Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Rich Renteria. Batting second. The center fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Hengel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Steve Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Rich Renteria is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Renteria hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cotto hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Upshaw moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Upshaw moves to third. Carter moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Valley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Trout. Kittle moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trout. Kittle moves to third. Bell moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hengel hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Quiñones hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Rich Renteria is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Renteria is 0 for 1 in the game. Renteria hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 1-0, Mariners. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotto hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's Mariners, 1, Indians, 1. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Indians 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Davis reaches second base with a double. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valley is 0 for 1 in the game. Valley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. Presley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Valley moves to third. It's 2-1, Mariners. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hengel is 0-for-1 in the game. Hengel strikes out. Two outs. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-1 in the game. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quiñones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. J. Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cotto. Franco reaches second base with a double. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Indians 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Renteria is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cotto is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotto hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson fires to first and picks off Renteria. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Valley and he is safe. Carter steals second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Carter. The throw from Valley and he is out, Presley applying the tag. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Indians 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Valley hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Presley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Presley moves to second. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-2 in the game. Hengel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kittle is hit by the pitch. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Kittle moves to second. Carmelo Castillo pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Jerry Reed now pitching. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Castillo moves to third. Hall moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Hall scores. Bell moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Franco strikes out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Upshaw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-2 in the game. Quiñones hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Renteria batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Renteria is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Renteria hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Hengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Henry Cotto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cotto is 0 for 3 in the game. Cotto hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Valley hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Presley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Presley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hengel is 0 for 3 in the game. Hengel hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Quiñones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quiñones is 0 for 3 in the game. Quiñones hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Quiñones reaches second base with a double. Presley goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Quiñones scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Rich Renteria. Doug Jones now pitching. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phelps hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Seattle Mariners, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.